Please be seated. This is such a beautiful time of year. And I couldn't have predicted what today would be like, but what a glorious day we have been given today. As we move towards the first day of summer, which is coming soon, we are in that time of year where things are growing. All around us, there are trees and plants, beautiful shades of green showing new growth. There are brightly colored blossoms. Thanks to the labors of our parish gardeners and lawnmowers, the yard is looking fabulous. I know from experience that none of this happens easily or accidentally. There's intentionality, there's work in creating gardens and caring for yards. It requires planning and preparation, sod removed, soil prepared to plant a garden. Got a plan, what are you going to plant? Secure seeds or seedlings, a plan to know where you're going to put the plants in the ground, materials needed, equipment. It's only through that kind of planning and hard work that gardens come to maturity, that vegetables come to produce an abundant harvest. In today's gospel, which I swear is tailor-made for today, though I did not plan that, in today's gospel, Jesus is talking about the growth of creation, about seeds and plants, about sowing. Jesus tells two parables. The first is very different from what I just described. It's not how I would go about planting. It doesn't have that planning that I was talking about. Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a sower who sows seeds by just throwing them everywhere. There's no planning. There's no organization. There's no attention to, oh, there's some really good soil, but oh, let's avoid that. It's not going to grow there. It's sown everywhere. It falls where it will, and whatever happens, happens. Jesus is teaching us, as I say, about the kingdom of God, and maybe challenging his hearers and perhaps us, starting with something we might know about, planting, and then moving us to a new understanding, challenging our assumptions about things. I think sometimes it can be easy for us to think the kingdom of God is just like what we know in this life, here in human existence. That God behaves as we do. And that's a dangerous road to go down because it's actually not so. God's ways are not our ways. God's kingdom is different from the ways of this world. God does not always act as we would act. And so, for an image, we have that sower scattering randomly, seeds falling where they will. And then, interestingly, the sower seems not to fret about it. Just step back. Go about daily life, sleeping, rising, night and day, and seeing what happens. And then, of course, mysteriously, the seeds sprout. They take root. They grow. Eventually, there's a harvest. And this is all done not through the effort of the sower. The sower can't tell you how it happens, but it does. And at the end, there is a harvest for the sower. Jesus, as I say, is teaching about the kingdom of God, that kingdom of love and justice, how God's love, like that seed scattered broadly, how God's love is poured out everywhere, on everyone. It falls on all, the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous, in fertile soil and soil that's not fertile. It falls on those who are ready to receive it and those who are not. God's love is freely given as a gift to all. None of us deserves it. None of us can earn it. But God is love. And so God generously bestows God's love upon us. God seeks relationship with all of us. And once poured out, God's love can take root in hearts that are open to God, in hearts that seek to do the will of God. Through God's loving initiative, God's reign breaks into this world. We don't know how. We cannot explain it. But God is able to transform this world by God's inbreaking love. That love which is so strong that it overcomes injustice. Like the growth of that seed, it's a mystery to us how it happens. It's entirely God's work. We can't control it. We can't accomplish it through our own efforts or activities. No matter how busy we may be trying to build the kingdom, we can't do that. It's God's work. Though God does use us as agents of ushering in God's kingdom, but it is God who gives the growth. Then Jesus tells a second parable about that mustard seed, that smallest of seeds, but when it grows, it becomes a large shrub. Birds find shelter in its branches. Something so tiny, so seemingly dead, overcomes the odds by sprouting and growing. An insignificant seed takes root in a hostile world, growing into a shrub providing shelter and security. Nothing short of miraculous. Nothing short of a mystery. Jesus tells this parable of that smallest seed growing into a large bush to a people who are oppressed under the weight of Roman occupation. Jesus offers this teaching to people who know the weight of economic injustice. In teaching the kingdom of God is like that smallest seed, Jesus is offering a message of hope for people who have little. The image of tree branches offering shelter is found throughout Scripture, and typically it's used as a metaphor for the release of people from oppression. And we hear that in our first lesson from the prophet Ezekiel, where Ezekiel offers God's words of hope, God's words of promise to people who have little hope. Ezekiel lived during the cataclysmic time of the 6th century BCE, when Babylon overran the people of Israel, destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took people off into exile. Ezekiel himself was taken to exile in Babylon. And so today's passage is addressed to people who are exiles, whose homeland has been destroyed, people who have little cause for hope, people who likely assume the worst has happened to us and this is how things will always be. And it's into that hopelessness that God's word comes to the people, reminding them God is always faithful, that God's promises will be fulfilled. The prophet Ezekiel says God will take a sprig, I almost got the image wrong, take a sprig from the top of that tall cedar tree, plant it on a mountain, and it will grow large, becoming a noble cedar. The birds will find shelter in its branches. Creatures will find shade in its branches. Everyone will know the power of God through this mighty tree. God will bring the low high and exalt the lowly. The word of God given to Ezekiel offers the people hope. Hope that things will not always be as they are. That this mess that the world is will not always be. God calls the people to hope in the faithfulness of God, in the promise of God's love. The disaster of the present, the failure of their political leaders, is not the last word. In time, God will deliver the people. God's justice will prevail. The mighty who oppress the people will be brought down. The lowly will be lifted up and delivered. At the last, God's faithful love will prevail. And so in the parable of this tiny mustard seed, Jesus evokes the great promise of God's sovereignty. That God is more powerful than earthly powers, even the mighty Roman Empire. And Jesus invites people to hope, even when hopes have been dashed. Living under oppressive Roman occupation, beset by the crushing poverty of peasant life, Jesus offers words of hope for a world transformed, God's reign does break into hopeless situations. God's reign does bring liberation and justice. The military might of this world, the unjust economic systems, will be transformed by God. And I think this parable is not just for those hearers in Jesus' day, but offers hope for us. We don't live under the occupation of a foreign power, but I don't think any of us would call these blissful times. Our country is deeply divided along ideological lines. Hate is freely promoted, often directed against those who are not white and not native-born. Racism is alive and well. White supremacy reigns. Current economic practices leave more people struggling to meet basic needs, while a small group continues to grow richer. The LGBTQ community, especially those who are transgender, are scapegoated for political gain. And wars rage around the world with their horrific images and realities, so many killed, so many displaced, so many starving. It is not a hopeful time. And yet God's reign, we are promised, breaks in. That there are moments of grace and hope even in the midst of this horror. Yesterday, I spent the day along with some parishioners at the Rhode Island Pride Fest. The diocese had a booth and clergy and lay people from throughout the diocese were present. And every year I do that, it is a moving experience. I heard multiple people speak of the hurt that the church has caused. The terrible things the church has done to the queer community. How the church has condemned so many and condemned people that many love. And yet, in the midst of that hurt and brokenness, God is at work in lives. That people repeatedly said to me, "But God is calling me. I am seeking a faith community." Clearly, God was at work in the people I was talking with. How many people said they were looking for a faith community that would welcome them, that would affirm them, that would challenge the unjust and hateful ways of our world. These deeply personal stories that people shared with me, it was an honor to hear them, and they affirmed for me the promise of God's hope in the midst of oppression, but also how important the faith communities like us, who welcome all people, are. How much work there is for us to do, both in the church and in the wider world, proclaiming God's love to all people, working for the inclusion of all people, opposing and fighting oppression. Jesus offers these parables to us today, reminding us that no one, no institution, no power is stronger than God. If seed can fall into less than ideal places and grow, so can the kingdom of God break into our age and grow. If that smallest seed can grow into a large shrub, so can the kingdom of God take root, growing in our lives and in the world, offering shelter to all people. We might be tempted to think that the problems of our time are so great there's nothing we can do. We might be tempted to lose hope. We might resign ourselves, the world's terrible, and that's the way it is. But I think, like those first followers of Jesus, we are called to not do that. We are reminded that the kingdom of God is built by God in mysterious and surprising ways, and our hope is to rest in the faithful promises of God. If something as small as a mustard seed produces a bush offering shelter, providing refuge, we can dare to hope that God's kingdom breaks in, triumphing over the unjust powers of our world. We can believe that seemingly insignificant efforts that we might make can be used by God to build up the kingdom, that kingdom of God's love and God's justice. Jesus calls us to trust. Trust God to give the growth. Trust that God is working in ways that we cannot ask or imagine. May our hearts be fertile soil for God's love to take root. May we see the will of God and earnestly desire to do it. May hope in the promise of God's love and God's justice prevail. And may we always believe God's promises, the promise that all people will be sheltered in the branches of that noble tree that is God's kingdom. Amen.